SpaceX's 100,000 satellite ambition, RF signals through walls, and the case for server-free smart devices. SpaceX has filed with regulators to launch an additional 100,000 Starlink satellites on top of the roughly 12,000 already approved and the several thousand already in orbit, with the stated aim of delivering 100 times the current bandwidth capacity. The filing drew 653 comments on Hacker News. The bandwidth promise is real, and Starlink has already changed connectivity options in rural areas, maritime contexts, and disaster response scenarios where terrestrial infrastructure is absent or damaged. The astronomical community in the thread was emphatic about the costs. Professional observatories have already developed mitigation strategies for the existing constellation, and astrophotographers at every level deal with satellite trails as a matter of routine. Scaling to 100,000 satellites does not merely worsen the existing problem proportionally. It potentially crosses thresholds where certain radio astronomy becomes significantly harder and the optical sky in low-light conditions is materially changed. The orbital mechanics concerns are equally serious. Low Earth orbit is a finite shared resource, and the theoretical Kessler cascade, a self-sustaining chain of collision debris that renders an orbital shell unusable, is not an abstraction at the density SpaceX is proposing. SpaceX argues that operating at low altitudes ensures natural deorbit within a few years, preventing long-term accumulation. Whether that argument holds at 10 times the current scale is actively debated among orbital mechanics researchers. At a much more human scale, hardware writer Jeff Geerling posted about the Quad RF, a software-defined radio device he used to detect drones and visualize Wi-Fi signals through walls. The piece earned 201 comments, and the reaction spanned genuine enthusiasm for the capability and unease about its implications. The hardware is consumer accessible. The same device that lets a homeowner check for unauthorized drones can also map building occupancy from outside the structure or detect the presence of specific network devices. The Hacker News discussion ran squarely through that tension. A third hardware story offered a gentler vision of networked objects, a smart fan controlled via Iro, a peer-to-peer networking library that establishes direct device connections without routing traffic through a central server. A phone app connects directly to the fan. No manufacturer cloud, no subscription, no data transiting a third-party platform. The project is a proof of concept for the local-first computing philosophy that has significant traction in the Hacker News community, motivated by a recurring critique of current smart home products. When a manufacturer shuts down its cloud service, the devices it sold stop working. Peer-to-peer control inverts that dependency, though establishing reliable connections across NATs and firewalls is exactly the unglamorous problem Iro is designed to solve.